covers are as much a part of the story of a song as the original single itself. Take this cover of Adele's Hello by the band This Is All Now. Okay, but what if we turned back the clock, way back, to some 300 years ago and to the jungles of South America? Well, guess what? They were making covers back then, too. Lauren Landau of Here and Now contributor WAMU has the story of a Georgetown University singing group that's bringing centuries-old South American covers of European Baroque music back to life, and they're bringing them back to the villages where they were written.
Second beat, do you see where I am? Yes, here we go. And one.
On a recent afternoon, the members of the Georgetown University Chamber Singers are rehearsing a piece of music from the early 18th century. It's not uncommon to sing Baroque music. They do it all the time. But this particular work has an unusual backstory. Composed hundreds of years ago in Europe, it found its way to South America in the hands of Jesuit missionaries who taught it to the indigenous people. Professor Frederick Binkholder directs the Chamber Singers. He says music proved to be a useful tool in the missionaries' attempts to convert the locals.
They didn't really care about religion because they already had gods. They had a system of government, that they already had everything that they needed, but they didn't have music. They didn't have the European music that the Jesuits brought with them, and it transformed them.
Hooked on the music, indigenous people made it their own. They started writing music in the Baroque style, but using their native languages. They'd also incorporate their own instruments into the compositions, says Binkholder, alongside the violins, cellos, and other European instruments.
It has a little bit more rhythmic interest. There's lots of syncopation in it. In fact, it would be traditional for some of these pieces to have like a instrumental accompaniment with some sort of percussion instrument, shakers or wood blocks.
This kind of cover is called Mission Baroque. It was popular all over South America, thanks to the Jesuit missionaries. But the only repository of this music has been found in Bolivia.
For some odd reason, in the other countries, it wasn't preserved. And so this is the one, well, it's like a gold mine of all of these pieces that were found specifically in Bolivia.
That gold mine was found and preserved by musicologist Father Peter Navrot. Father Navrot says there are probably many reasons why this music was lost in places like Paraguay, Argentina, and Brazil. It's much easier to address why it was saved in Bolivia.
This music was not considered by the Indians as something imposed on them by the missionaries or Spanish community. They would consider this music as their own music.
Father Navrot has worked to bring this music back to life and to share it. He directs the International Festival of Renaissance and Baroque Music in Bolivia. That's where the Georgetown University Chamber Singers are performing this week. Senior Luke Schaefer is co-president of the group.
So I think out of the eight or so just songs that we're singing, I think three of them are in Nahuatl, which is a Mexican native language. One of them is from Peru. And then we'll be singing, I think, four of the other songs are in Latin.
A government major, Schaefer also studies Spanish. He says that linguistic background has been really helpful.
The way that the languages were written for the music is actually kind of a mixture of the native language and the Spanish. So it's been kind of a mix of learning where to include the Spanish pronunciation, where not to include the Spanish pronunciation.
The lyrics are one element that sets some examples of Mission Baroque apart from traditional European numbers. Schaefer says another is the energy and percussive nature of the songs.
For the Bolivian music, the opening volley for the Kyrie is Kyrie, Kyrie, Kyrie eleison.
That may not sound so lively to the untrained ear, but Schaefer says in a lot of European masses, the Kyrie is sung in a much more somber tone.
The mass that we'll be singing in Bolivia is performed in an extremely upbeat, joyful way. So instead of asking, you know, God for mercy in a very somber and sad way, there's a life in the way that the music appeals to this nature of mercy.
While they're in Bolivia, the Georgetown University chamber singers aren't singing a cappella. They're performing in mission villages, backed by local orchestras. For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Landau.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now.